This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This is a quick note on FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, and that's really the title of this podcast, FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. So FTX is one of the exchanges on which Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies were traded and exchanged. And so this FTX exchange, together with the other huge exchanges, Coinbase, there's Binance, and so forth, FTX basically fell apart and viewed now as sort of a mix of, not sure, of a Ponzi scheme, but the Pandora's box is just being opened on FTX to find out what was really going on with FTX. But in any event, this led the net worth of its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, famously known as SBF, and famous sort of Bitcoin cryptocurrency wunderkind, 30 years old, become worth $16 billion, now worth probably zero. It's come under a lot of scrutiny and is no longer the wunderkind that he was. Another thing that's fascinating about this is multiple things. The next thing that's fascinating about it is many banks did not get heavily involved in this. JP Morgan continued to show tremendous sort of clarity of mission, avoided most of the big risks of this. In contrast, some of the other big banks did have lots of debt outstanding here, with some impact on them. I guess the other good sign is it's likely that this will not have unbelievably horrible ripple effects in the economy. I mean, in a lot of ways, this is sort of money that people had become worth, but had not really been worth that, and now we're selling it. The people that will really get hurt will be the people that leverage themselves against the huge upside they had seen in their portfolios with crypto and FTX and all these things. So, for example, if your portfolio had gone up a great deal and you lost what it went down, maybe not that big a deal. But if your portfolio went up like crazy after you bought whatever cryptocurrency you bought or you owned interest in FTX, and then you leverage and recapped against that, that's where you're really in trouble, because you still got to pay the leverage, you still got to pay the recap, but you no longer get the value of the shares. That's where people really get hurt. Things go up like crazy, you recap against them, and then they go down, and now you're in trouble. That's where we could see real trouble. The other thing that I think that's fascinating out of the situation is just the number of big VC funds that will get hurt here. Sequoia had a lot of money in this. And again, one of the great statements by the Sequoia, one of the leaders there this weekend was, look, we're in the business of risk. That means we know some of our investments are going to go up and go down. The only challenge they really have is because they valued this on their balance sheet so high, it's going to lead some of their investors who thought they had a win coming to now have a loss coming. But at the end of the day, the statement by the leader of Sequoia basically saying, look, we're in the risk business. This happens, I think, is really, it's true. And I actually love the statement, the acknowledgement. Yes, we lost money in this, but yes, we're in the business of risk. Yes, this is going to happen sometimes, versus, you know, sort of pussyfooting around it or sort of like wishy-washy statements around it. We're in the business of risk. We lost money here. It is what it is. You know, it'll impact their long-term reputation. Maybe it depends on how much they lost and what it does to the return on investment in their funds, because they probably marked this up as a huge winner and now it's a loser. But it's fascinating to see the great perspective of the great venture capital investors in things like FTX and so forth. So again, FTX basically gets obliterated in value. Sam Bankman-Fried, who had a net worth of $16 billion, gets obliterated in value. The people that rolled this up and wrote it down, most of them will probably be okay. But if they wrote it up, refinanced, or recapped against it, bad, though they will not be okay. JP Morgan, again, showing tremendous clarity and brilliance in their caution in what they put debt on. And finally, fifth, I love the talking from the Sequoia leader on, at the end of the day, when the business is risk, some of these go bad. Love that frankness. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.